I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Courtney Cronin, Emmett Golden sitting in for Greeny on this beautiful Wednesday morning. You're listening to ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We're also streaming over on ESPN Plus. Today is one of the most important days of the year at ESPN. It is the V Foundation Day. Our cancer research has been around for the V Foundation, ahead of the ESPYs, for 30 years now. And we want to get your help. We need your help to raise money to fight this disease that so many of us have been affected by. Emmett, when you think about Jim Valvano, and we're going to hear his iconic speech right here on ESPN Radio throughout the next 2 hours, the longtime basketball coach, you remember him from running across the court at the 1983 men's NCAA national championship when NC State beat Houston in a close one. That moment pales in comparison to the ESPY speech that most people can recite off memory, the don't give up, never give up mentality that Jim Valvano implored all of us to carry on throughout our lives. Rings true on this day, the ESPYs coming your way tonight, but the impact of Jim Valvano lasting legacy has lasted years and touches every single one of us because look at the person sitting next to you right now. Look at the person you just texted on your phone. The person that you saw on your way in to work this morning. Every single person has been impacted or knows someone who has been impacted by cancer. And the work that we're doing here today, that we need your help to raise these incredible funds to support these incredible causes. It's one of the most powerful days at ESPN, at ESPN Radio, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it here to, you know, help drive some of the awareness to the V Foundation.
Yeah, me too. I also love that, you know, it's not, it's the ESPYs, it's the award show. Like, obviously, ESPN puts on a fantastic show. Like, we know that. But it's really transitioned to, no, it's about the V Foundation. It's about a common op that we all have, right? We're so split amongst this country, right, left, all of this other stuff. Well, we all have been affected by cancer, to your point, whether we've had it, whether someone we've loved has had it or not. And it is something that we can all focus on and really unite. And I think that's what you see. The best of this country is when we all come together and we have, you know, something to fight against. And this is a worthy fight, and very happy to be a part of it today and just really blessed and proud. I'm proud of the way ESPN has really handled this and the ESPYs and just how they've made it as big as it's become.
So throughout the day on ESPN Radio, you're going to hear us throw out the link to donate. It's v.org/donate. You can send $1. You can send $1,000. Every single dollar goes to supporting 30 years of never giving up. The V Foundation in a part of ESPY Day. 1993. That's how long that speech has been part of our lives. And of course, Jim Valvano in his tragic passing happening not too long after he gave that speech. We'll hear from Stuart Scott in his speech. Robin Roberts also dealt with cancer as well. Her speech at the ESPYs. These are things that we carry with us and that we're able to lean back on when we are dealing with hard times ourselves, when people we know have been diagnosed with cancer. I know that I've personally been affected by it. Jeff Dickerson, a longtime colleague of mine right here at ESPN Radio, passed from cancer back in 2021. And the V Foundation was a massive part of his final years on this earth. His wife, Caitlin, had passed away from cancer in 2019. I remember when that happened, our NFL Nation group, Jeff was covering the Chicago Bears at the time, I was covering the Minnesota Vikings. We ended up pooling resources together, and ESPN matched it, sent all of those donations to the V Foundation, and we were able to raise a lot of money for awareness, for research, for all of the things that help people who are impacted by this awful disease. And the thing about the V Foundation, since it was formed in 1993, that year you heard Jim Valvano's iconic speech, the V Foundation has awarded over $310 million in cancer research grants nationwide.
Wow.
And it's one of the premier supporters in cutting-edge research because we know this is a disease that is quite a formidable opponent. And the more research that's done, the more resources that are poured into the doctors, the researchers, the people on the front lines of defending against cancer and helping those who are affected by it, every dollar matters. And we appreciate all the support and we appreciate all of the awareness that we're able to give this incredible foundation. But again, today is ESPY Day. I want to tell you a little bit about it. So at ESPN, we're going to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Jim Valvano speech at the ESPYs that started this entire journey for all of us. And that celebration is going to continue tonight. So you can start your ESPYs night with SC Featured at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. SC Featured will have the speech, which we know, of course, you're going to hear part one of it here in a couple minutes. It details Jim Valvano's life, the life that became encapsulated with one incredible moment of determination to deliver the message across the world and launch this foundation that continues to work every single day to achieve his dream of finding a cure for cancer. And then we want you to join us for the ESPYs at 8 p.m. on ABC. It's a night of honoring the very best of the very best. And right here on Greeny, we're going to go through all of the nominees in just a little bit. Best male athlete, best female athlete, best team, best moment. I love the ESPYs because this is truly the last quiet day of the sports calendar because we know we're going right
yes,
into football in a couple
yep.
weeks. And you get to relive some of those moments from last season that get you amped up, getting ready for the 2023 NFL season. There's incredible moments from the Denver Nuggets winning the championship, their first one in franchise history this past year. And of course, some incredible individual milestones that we get to remember here on TV and those moments that become the next Jim Valvano moments that we will be referring to within, you know, radio, TV, all of the platforms. And it's just a cool night to celebrate. Like sports, we just had the All-Star game last night. We had the Home Run Derby, which was awesome on Monday on our networks on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. And it's just a great time to kind of get together and, you know, take a step back and looking at the bigger picture, not only within the sports world, but some of the issues that have an impact on athletes and all of us collectively.
Yeah, it's I love the ESPYs. It's a recap of the year, and there's a lot of times you go, oh, I forgot about that, because we get mm-hmm. caught up in our lives and what's going on in the present. So it's definitely a great time for that. I do want to point out, because a lot of times you hear people say, donate, 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 and you're like, okay, where's my money going?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really going to what you say it is? I can tell you 100% of your donation goes to cancer research and just really fighting this devastating disease. 100%. So if you donate a dollar, it's not 90 cents of the dollar. It's not 99 cents. It is a dollar. $100 is $100. So I really want to, hammer that home and let people know that, listen, man, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research.
V.org/donate. Go there now. Like Emmett said, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. It's the foundation Jim Valvano started in 1993. We want you to join us now in listening to the first part of his iconic speech, reminding us to never give up, never, ever give up.
That's the lowest I've ever seen Dick Vitale since the owner of the Detroit Pistons called him in and told him he should go into broadcasting. Right? I can't tell you what an honor it is to even be mentioned in the same breath with an Arthur Ashe. This is something I certainly will treasure forever. But as was said on the tape, I don't have one of those things going to cue cards, so I'm going to speak longer than anybody else has spoken tonight. That's the way it goes. Time is very precious to me. I don't know how much I have left, and I have some things that I would like to say. Hopefully, at the end, I'll have something that will be important to other people, too. But I can't help it. Now when I'm fighting cancer, everybody knows that. And people ask me all the time about how you go through your life and how's your day. And nothing has changed for me, as Dick said. I'm a very emotional, passionate man. I can't help it. That's being the son of Rocco and Angelina Valvano. That just comes with the territory, right? We hug, we kiss, we love. And when people say to me, how do you get through life or each day, it's the same thing. To me, there are three things we all should do every day. If we do this every day of our life, you're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special. And so I can't help. I rode on the plane up today with Mike Krzyzewski, my good friend and a wonderful coach. What people don't realize, he's a 10 times better person than he is a coach. And we know he's a great coach. He's meant a lot to me in these last 5 or 6 months of my battle. But when I look at Mike, I think we competed against each other as players. I coached against him for 15 years. And I always have to think about what's important in life is to think to me of three things: where you started, where you are, and where you're going to be. Those are the three things that I try and do every day.
Laugh, think, and cry. That is what Jim Valvano implored us to do in his incredible ESPY speech from 1993. Gone too soon, but his impact lasts for a lifetime. And the thing that I take from that, Emmett, every time I hear that clip, at the beginning mm-hmm. when he's, you know, ribbing Dick Vitale and talking about flying up there with Mike Krzyzewski, is the realization that he didn't know how much time he had left. That time is precious. It's something yeah. that is important to all of us. It's the, you know, it's the currency you can't buy. And for him to utilize his really final days on this earth, final year on this earth, to dedicate to cancer research, to dedicate to awareness to a disease that not only affected him, but he knew it affected millions of other people worldwide, it's truly remarkable. And again, we want you to help us get the V Foundation as many funds as possible for cancer research. V.org/donate. You know, Jim Valvano ended up passing 55 days after that speech. For him to deliver those powerful words are ones that we can all live by and that we are all certainly impacted by going forward.
No doubt. And, you know, the don't give up, don't ever give up has kind of been the line that everyone remembers. But that laugh, think, and cry, you know, that to me, it always stuck, because I don't know if anybody's ever had a day where they've done all three. You sleep pretty good that night. You know, you get rested. That is a full day. And the one thing about the ESPYs, I can guarantee you will laugh, you will think, and you will cry. Just kind of going on and carrying that memory on. It'll be a full night tonight.
He's Emmett Golden. I'm Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, RV, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Straight ahead, a member of our ESPN Radio family shares a story on his journey battling with cancer. That's next. Greeny, ESPN Radio, ESPN app.
I can't do this don't give up thing all by myself. This whole fight, this journey thing is not a solo venture. This is something that requires support.
It's ESPY Day on ESPN Radio as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate to join the fight today.
Greeny, the podcast.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever.
It's ESPY Day on ESPN Radio as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate to join the fight today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Courtney Cronin and Mick Golden sitting in for Greeny on this Wednesday. It is V Foundation Day. You heard the link to donate there. I'm going to say it again, v.org/donate. 100% of the proceeds go to supporting cancer research and those on the front line defending against this disease that everyone has been impacted by, or at least knows somebody directly impacted by cancer. Somebody I know, this is a little bit of a role reversal for me here, Mark Silverman, my coworker, my colleague on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, host of Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Back in 2020, so I was living up in Minneapolis and I came home during COVID. And this was like the peak of the pandemic. April of 2020, Sylvie goes on his show and announces that he has stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I remember Sylvie listening that day because I was living back in Chicago at the time in the middle of the pandemic during the stay-at-home order. And the way you delivered that news and how the – I just remember the outpouring afterwards that – your story had impacted so many people. People you had probably callers that your regulars calling in to let you know about it. And of course, athletes and those that you maybe had never heard from before. The impact of your story and going on air to share that is one that I certainly will never forget. And I think back to it on a day like the V Foundation Day, just how far you've come in your own journey with cancer from where you started in 2020 to now being in a place where you can say, hey, I've made it to the other side, even though we know this is a fight you'll have for the rest of your life. What do you take away? I guess just kind of realizing all of that, what that's happened in the last 3 years.
Yeah, Courtney, thanks. I appreciate it, Emmett. You know, it's so I'm now 3 years in remission. Later this month, I have a PET scan scheduled. I still have the port in my chest where I get blood work drawn. And if the PET scan goes well, I'll have my port taken out. So that will be a big moment. I'm not considered cured until the 5 year mark. For non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So it's always a journey. And anyone who is a cancer survivor always knows that, you know, you're always looking in the rearview mirror. You always want to think positive. But you always know that it's there. It's the elephant in the room. I'm truly blessed. Absolutely, Courtney. And like, it's something that I took day by day ever since I was diagnosed. I had a big cry the day that I was diagnosed. Like, it was at the peak of when everyone was told to stay home. I'll never forget going to the doctor that day and having the ultrasound when the doctor told me that, yes, you have cancer. Now we've got to figure out what kind and how serious it is. And the hug and the cry that I had with my wife. And then after that, I sort of told myself, this is it. That's your cry. And now it's got to be one step forward and positive, and let's beat this. And that was my approach ever since.
Sylvie, you've always been transparent, you know, with your battle and everything. Why is that important to you? And has that been difficult at all to talk about publicly?
No. I mean, it's the way I live my life. You know, it's the way I like do simple stuff in life. It's the way I talk about sports. It's the way I talk about my family. It's the way I talk about goofy stuff in my life. So I would be hypocritical if I wasn't going to share this. And I think on this day for the V Foundation, I think Jimmy V sort of set it up where he stood up in front of everyone at the ESPYs, and there he was. We all knew in that speech how transparent he was, how weak he was, but yet there he was telling us that inside his body, you know, when the teleprompter was telling him, I love this speech, you know, it's one of the greatest speeches of all time, that he had everything going wrong with his body, and they were rushing off him, telling him 30 seconds, you know what I mean? And he sort of set the template on how to deal with it. Stuart Scott was the same way. So many people before me showed me the way to do it. And it's not the way to live for everybody, but for people, for someone like me, it just fit. And that's the way I live my life. So I wanted to share this, and it's just the way I live my life. And I wanted to take people with me. And I think it helps people who have cancer. I got a message today, guys. I mean, if I could read something on Twitter today, from one of our listeners, someone who beat cancer. This is from David who tweeted me, and like cancer returned for him. And, you know, people just feel now that they could share with you. He said, thanks for keeping this in the forefront. And it was yesterday, Stand Up for Cancer, and this Jimmy V Day too today. I fought brain cancer 6 years back, and I'm now battling stage 4 colon and lung cancer. It's a fight I intend to win. And I think when you share, it helps other people in their journey, and that's a very important thing.
$310 million have been donated from the V Foundation to cancer research. And Sylvie, I know Northwestern University had a clinical trial for you. I think it was back at the end of COVID. Can you speak to, you know, the direct impact funds like the V Foundation have on these clinical trials, on new research, you know, stuff that's on the cutting edge to be able to, you know, try anything to try to combat this disease? How did that affect you with the clinical trial that you went through at NU?
It's so important, Courtney, and it's why I always stress to people that they should give, because you never know when it's going to affect someone in your family, and it benefited me. I saw the research firsthand. My doctor knew that I was just a sports dummy, and so he gave me the analogy of this immunotherapy drug that I was going to get along with the standard chemotherapy that they use to treat non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And he said to me, he goes, look, we've got the standard of chemotherapy, and that's like the 72-win Bulls, the 95-96 Bulls. you've got a 72-win team in your corner. We have a great success rate of curing this disease. But this immunotherapy drug, we think it's like adding LeBron James to your team. Now, I'm not LeBron's biggest fan, but we know LeBron's a great player. And he said to me, he said, we know LeBron's not going to screw up the chemistry. He could only add to the 72-win Bulls. So I'm like, I'm in. Let's do this. And so far, like I told you guys at the start of this thing, I'm on a great path. I feel great. I feel strong. I'm working out like I was before I had cancer. Obviously, I'm 3 years older. I'm 51 years old now. And I'm stronger than ever. And, you know, when the PET scan goes well in a week or two, I can't wait to get past this three-year mark.
Sylvie, we have a teammate, former teammate of ours, Jeff Dickerson, who unfortunately lost his battle. How and in what ways did, you know, seeing Jeff go through his fight with cancer, how did that affect you and maybe even help you?
Well, it just goes to show you, Emmett, that there's miles to go. You know, that there are so many people, and it's just like in any workplace. At ESPN 1000 in Chicago, we've had successes with me, with someone like Fred Huebner, who worked for many years at ESPN 1000, who are cancer-free. But we have lost people at ESPN 1000. We lost Jeff Dickerson. Jeff Dickerson lost his wife before that. We lost a salesperson whose name was Matt Haller, who passed away from stomach cancer. So with all the medical advancements and all the great things, and JD fought like hell, and JD kept doing the job for months and months, and thrived for a while. And it's terrific, all the strides that we made. But the V Foundation knows that there's still miles to go. And with all the strides we made, it gives us hope that one day we will have a cure for cancer. Because what now is a cure rate for me, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, of 75%, it used to be like 20%. So think about all the great things that we've done in the cancer forums that we had. We can make those strides in the other areas where people are losing their battles. And one day we're going to sit here and we're going to win the battles that other people have lost. And we've got to live for people like JD, because he will never be forgotten. And like Stuart Scott said, he JD didn't lose his battle. He won. And Courtney, you know this. The way JD lived his life, the way JD lived with Caitlin and the way Caitlin fought, it was truly amazing. And we will never forget Jeff Dickerson, because he's truly a champion.
He is, and the message that he would tell every single one of us anytime we asked him how he was doing, it's, I am doing great. It's a bracelet that I have on right now. We have T-shirts that have that saying on it that we handed out at his foundation event last month. It's a reminder that a cancer diagnosis doesn't need to mean the end. And for so many people like Sylvie who have battled through it and are looking towards that milestone date of 5 years, it's a reminder to keep going every single day, to keep pushing down the path, and that we will eventually defeat this disease. And I'd be remiss to say ESPN 1000 in Chicago have been huge supporters of the V Foundation, the radio telethon, you know, back a couple years ago after JD's wife, Caitlin, had passed away in 2019 from cancer. All proceeds went towards the V Foundation. Sylvie, I know you were a huge part of that and are a huge part of that station and everything that we do to be able to defeat this disease one day down the line. I appreciate it as always, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys are the best, and keep doing a great job. Thank you for putting this in the forefront.
Thanks, Sylvie. We appreciate it. That's Mark Silverman of Waddle & Sylvie on ESPN Chicago, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time daily. All right. Again, the link to donate, v.org/donate. Every dollar that you send towards the V Foundation goes 100% to cancer research and to those who are on the front line of defending against this disease. $310 million since 1993 have been dedicated from the V Foundation towards cancer research. And I think about Sylvie's story there when he's talking, Emmett, about the clinical trial that he went through. And yeah. sometimes you hear about so many of these things just kind of popping up, and you see it on TV, you read about it. What's this new medicine that's coming through? What's this new clinical trial? And when people are dealing with a life or death decision, these things are what give you hope that, hey, something's going to work. You throw enough stuff at the wall, something's going to stick. And the amount of money that we are trying to raise to make sure that we can keep having these clinical trials, that we can keep having a success story like a Sylvie out there to talk about, to put on a pedestal, to say, hey, that's possible. But it's not possible without the cancer research and the dollars that we have that go towards it. So I implore all of you to please donate as much as you can to the V Foundation. V Foundation researchers have had articles published in 2,800 publications, 163 clinical trials that have been created from the dollars that you have sent towards the V Foundation. So please, please, if you can, donate. We appreciate it. V.org/donate. And Emmett, I want to say about Jeff Dickerson, because obviously I think a lot of our listeners know, just, you know, you heard Sylvie's story there. Sylvie knew JD from the very beginning. I met Jeff in 2017 when I started on with ESPN covering the Vikings. And the reason I'm in Chicago today is because of him. And I mean, those of us who can see me on the ESPN app, I knew I was doing the show today. I've got my JD hoodie on. He's been so pivotal for me in my career. He got me onto ESPN Radio. The first ever show I hosted on this network was a Saturday before Memorial Day, Dickerson and Hood. And JD held my hand along the way. I'm sure, you know, I can only remember that I was like overdoing it with my preparation. I looked on every single website like, oh my gosh, I might need to talk about this element of Kawhi Leonard and whether he's going to do in free agency and all these things. Like, Jeff's like, Courtney, relax. It's sports. It's fun. And to Sylvie's point, that is how he lived his life. And this was after he had dealt with his wife passing away from cancer in 2019, and then to find out 2 years later that he was going to be dealing with liver cancer, colon cancer himself, and he ended up passing in December of 2021 from complications due to colon cancer. But that attitude of never giving up, of never giving in, of living every day, no matter if it's a good day or if it's a bad day, living it like it's the best day on earth, that is the mentality that Jim Valvano implored all of us to have, that Stuart Scott at his ESPY speech told every single one of us we need to carry on with us, Robin Roberts. And then someone like Jeff Dickerson, everyone who came into contact with him knew that that was truly, that wasn't an act. That wasn't him putting on a facade and he was going home and living a completely different life. He was that person through everything, through the really good days, through the bad days.
Courtney, I had the same experience with JD, you know, filling in for Jonathan Hood at times. And you just super positive, super nice guy. He was consistent, and that's hard to be, you know, in this world, just in life, when you're not even dealing with something as serious as cancer. But he obviously was, and he was the same person. He did radio with a stick mic. You know, that's something I'll never forget. He did radio with a stick mic. And people are listening to this and they probably are like, why is that significant at all? It just is. Trust me. That's something I'll never forget.
Man, that brings me back. I can picture him like over the Zoom, because we connect, and like you and I are right now. I can picture him in his office, and he had his headphones on, and he had a stick mic, and we're doing like 3-4 hour shows, so you got to think about just kind of like, I don't know, I have my headset on. It's just iconic. Yeah. I mean, everything he did was iconic, and you know, we'll never forget him. I mean, for all of the impact that he had on so many people here at ESPN Radio, and like Sylvie was talking about, he's a legend in Chicago. And I mean, I'm here daily. Like, his memory, his legacy lives on. And the work that he did for cancer research will not soon be forgotten considering how it impacted his life, but also how he was able to live his life despite receiving a cancer diagnosis that ultimately cost him his life in December of 2021. We miss you every day, JD. Love you. Appreciate everything that you've done for us here at ESPN Radio and the network stationwide. Appreciate that. It's SB Day, the 30th anniversary of Jim Valvano's incredible Don't Give Up, Don't Ever Give Up speech. The ESPYs are coming your way tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. You can watch an SC featured that's going to air the full Jim Valvano speech. It's going to be taking you behind the scenes of how this speech happened, a documentary giving you an inside look at Jimmy V's iconic speech, and then 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC, the 2023 ESPY Awards. Straight ahead, Emmett's going to share his story one day as a private chef, all in the name of cancer research. That's coming up next here, Greeny, ESPN Radio, ESPN App.
Time is something that cannot be bought. It cannot be wagered with God, and it is not in endless supply. Time is simply how you live your life.
It's SB Day on ESPN Radio as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate to join the fight today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Greeny, the podcast.
If you know someone that's battling cancer, extend a message, extend a prayer. So many times I laid in a hospital, and it was those messages that picked me up at the darkest moment. It gave me such a lift to say, you know what, I'm going to beat this, man. Don't give up, man. Don't give up.
It's ESPY Day on ESPN Radio as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate to join the fight today.
The New York Jets report to training camp 1 week from today, July 19th. And the news we've been expecting for a while, Hard Knocks, it has been announced the Jets will be this year's team. NFL and NFL Films collaborating on their yearly edition of Hard Knocks. Aaron Rodgers, his first go-around with the New York Jets. The cameras will be rolling. Get your popcorn ready for that one. Certainly excited to see what life is like for number 8, not number 12. Remember, he switched his jersey number this year. What that's going to be like for Aaron Rodgers in his first season with the New York Jets. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Courtney Cronin, Emmett Golden with you here on ESPY Day, the 30th anniversary of Jim Valvano's iconic speech, which kickstarted the V Foundation. $320 million, which have been raised for cancer research since 1993. We need your help in extending that number even further. V.org/donate, the link you can go to, whether it's $1, whether it's $10, whether it is $100 or $100,000. Every single dollar that you donate to the V Foundation goes directly to cancer research. Now, Emmett, I know that ESPN Cleveland, you guys do a fundraiser of your own, which impacts cancer research, among other causes. And it's Wish Day for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which they, too, have helped in this whole fight against cancer. And you raise money with your station to grant two wishes. Mm-hmm. I was informed that apparently there was a win an experience with Emmett, so to speak, which was part of this. Now, I think this is something that we need to do for the V Foundation, but I want you to tell everyone about what this was like for you.
Yeah, so I brag a lot on the air here in Cleveland about how well I make a ribeye steak, right? I've even won a competition. We had a steak cook-off before I won it. So we had a gentleman, no names please, donate $2,500 for me to come out and cook steak for his family. And as I drove to this gentleman's home, his driveway was about 2 miles long. There was a lake that I passed with a huge fountain in the, you know, kind of in the middle of it. And let's say I see why he was able to donate the $2,500. But we had a great, great time. And I made five of the best ribeyes that anybody will ever taste. And it was all for charity.
That is awesome. I'm going to donate and make sure that you can come replicate this for us here at ESPN Radio. In the name of charity, I will eat five ribeyes, all five of those. You can just bring them straight to me here in Chicago. Straight ahead, you're going to hear Stuart Scott's iconic speech from the ESPYs right here on Greeny.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.